From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hello and welcome back. Today's question, how can I become a better listener? Most people who ask me that are doing so because they've been nudged. It might have come from an annual evaluation. They may have been told their listening skills need some upgrading. Or maybe it came from a tough conversation. A colleague said, I just have to say this. You start talking before I finish, and I don't think you really listen. Or perhaps it's you. You realize how often your mind wanders while somebody's talking to you. You either are thinking of something else altogether, or your mind is racing ahead to what your response to the speaker's going to be as soon as they finish. You're not listening. You're just waiting for your turn to speak. Well, if you've been told you need to be a better listener, take heart. It doesn't mean that you're an evil, selfish person. I mean, you might be, but I doubt that you'd waste time on a podcast with integrity in the title if you were. Instead, I'm willing to bet that you're an extrovert. You think by talking. An idea starts to form in your head, and you talk it into completion. Someone speaking to you ignites your thoughts, and they want desperately to jump out of your mouth. That's why you often finish people's sentences, or you want to hitch your idea to that train of thought that they already started. The problem is, sometimes, in your eagerness to make that connection, you may finish the other person's sentence incorrectly, and you get this response. No, Jill, that wasn't where I was going. Just let me finish. Or, even if you finish the other person's sentence correctly, they feel that you've hijacked the conversation because their idea, their thought, their feelings were just emerging when you cut them off and took command of the airwaves. As I always teach people about personality type, it explains you, it doesn't excuse you. You can train yourself to be a more effective listener, whether it's due to extroversion or a short attention span. And yes, the short attention span lousy listener is the one who's typing while supposedly listening, or checking emails while allegedly listening, or checking your watch, or doodling, or tidying your desk. So how do you train yourself? Well, first, think about your current listening style. Three researchers named Watson, Barker, and Weaver identified four styles in a 1995 article for the International Journal of Listening. Now, I don't suppose you have your copy of that journal handy, so here they are. Think of the acronym PACT, P-A-C-T, for the four styles of listening. They are people-oriented, action-oriented, content-oriented, and time-oriented. People-oriented listeners zoom in on the person to get to know them, and they sometimes miss the message. So remember that you need to understand the words to build the relationship. Action-oriented listeners are tuning in to find out what the other person wants. They get impatient with preambles. They want more of the what than the why. If that's you, you may be leaving people feeling you're all about the transaction, not the connection. Content-oriented listeners are analyzing the speaker's words, looking for strengths and weaknesses, may interrupt to correct or question when the other person just wants to speak from the heart. Time-oriented listeners tend to be impatient. Every conversation is a task to be completed, the more efficiently the better. If that's you, you may cut people off. So what are some tips for all types of listeners? Number one, detach from technology. Step away from the keyboard or phone. Give people full focus. Number two, the more important the conversation, the more important it is to remove physical barriers between you. Get out from behind your desk. Sit face to face. Make eye contact. Number three, silence your inner quote machine, the one that wants to jump in to interrupt. Give people adequate time to complete a thought, even if you think you know where they're going. Number four, repeat what you've heard. You know, that's one way to make sure that you've really heard the other person and they know you have. It's proof. Number five, in addition to repeating, you can reflect about what it meant. That sounds like this. Well, it sounds to me like you're concerned. Now, when you say something like that, it shows you're listening to the words and the music, if you know what I mean. Number six, you can also reframe. That sounds like this. Well, it seems like you're concerned about resources, but could this also be about planning? Okay, those tips: restate, reflect, reframe, sum up at the end of a conversation. So I heard you say, and our next steps are, do all that with your full attention, from eye contact to open body language, and whether you're an extrovert or an introvert, people may also start crediting you with being a darn good listener. That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler.